Congress has finally passed a continuing resolution to keep your agency funded for the next 2 weeks. The president's expected to sign it any time. The new bill's going to cut $4 billion from the budget. And, of course, your pay's already been frozen for the next 2 years. Federal News Radio senior correspondent talked to us about what it really means for you and your pocketbook. People are really confused about this more than just about anything I've seen since I've been covering the government, Mike.
Yeah, that's true, and because it does raise so many questions. You know, in fact, I got one today. He said normally he has to work an 8-hour and 45-minute day, but if he's required to come to work during a shutdown, will he have to work 8 hours and 45 minutes, or can he only work 8? You know, forgetting the lunch. And, you know, I frankly don't know the answer, but there are just a zillion questions like that out there from people. And, you know, it was 1996 was the last shutdown, and a lot of things have changed. Average government worker has 17 years in service, so that means that many people have never been through one of these, and many of the people who have been through a shutdown in the 95-96 period are going to find that this next one, if it happens, could be very different. The 95-96, there were 800 and then 300,000 people told to stay home. Some of the budgets were approved and some of the people were declared essential and were forced to work or asked to work. But this time around, after 9/11, you have a government that's more oriented toward Homeland Security, defense, law enforcement. So there's a good possibility that as a percentage, as many government workers will not be sent home this time as were the last time around. That's the good news. The bad news is that there is a distinct possibility that they might not get paid this time around. In previous shutdowns, the Congress has always voted after the fact to make people whole and be sure they were paid whether they worked or not, if they were furloughed. But given the mood of this Congress, they could consider that savings.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I had that conversation with a very recently retired, pretty high up official the end of last week, I guess. And he said, oh, if the shutdown happens, unless you're really living paycheck to paycheck, it won't matter that much because eventually you'll get your money. And mm-hmm. I said, I'm not so sure that I would say that this time around, because I just think the whole tenor of the way that people view the federal government, fairly or unfairly, it may be very unfair, but the way people look at the federal government now is dramatically different than it was in 1995 and 96.
Right, and you know, you had the revolutionary, if not evolutionary, election results and all this action that's going on with the states now, and whether you agree with it or not, the fact is that government workers seem to be fair game, target. The other thing that we have this time around that we didn't before was over the last couple of years, a number of people in the private sector have been furloughed, they have been laid off, they have taken pay cuts for a year or two. A lot of companies dropped 401k plans, many of them cut back on health insurance. So there are a lot of people out there who are feeling the pain, and I think that they secretly would like the feds to feel it too.
All right, Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey, your column's up at federalnewsradio.com, right on the homepage, of course, and it's great to have you on the show again and talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Anytime, see you. Bye.
All right, Federal News.